All right, everybody, I'm about to go grab lunch and enjoy my Sunday, but a breaking news headline just came across my feed that had me asking myself, how do you even screw up this badly? I needed to sit down and make a video because the headlines coming across my feed this morning show a picture where the United States has turned from, I don't know, the de facto leader of NATO on the global stage a few years ago, the de facto leader of the free world, a country that had alliances that were strong and held those alliances together under Obama and under Joe Biden, at least. Now, the headlines coming across my feed reading, number one, no tankers have crossed the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday, only 72 hours after Trump announced the Strait of Hormuz is open for business. I find this to be embarrassing. Today has marked the quietest day in the Strait of Hormuz since this conflict has begun, after Donald Trump said that the Strait of Hormuz was open. We can't even believe a single word the U.S. president says. What about this one? Iran's state news agency, IRNA, has denied that any plans for another round of Iran-U.S. talks have even been communicated. Iran wasn't privy to any more negotiations, yet Donald Trump announced that we're sending J.D. Vance and an entire delegation over to Pakistan for negotiations. But the question is, negotiations with who? Iran isn't even privy to any of this. Again, how do you screw up this badly on the global stage? There's also a headline reading, a new Wall Street Journal report reveals that military advisors intentionally excluded Donald Trump from the command room during the recent high-stakes operation to extract a downed U.S. airman in Iran because they feared his erratic behavior could jeopardize the mission. I want to cycle through all of these headlines and show you how the United States is spiraling on the global stage. Just make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below if you haven't already to help us keep building our team, build Mockler Media, scale, expanding, and hitting back against the lies. All right, I want to jump in with this headline. Negative views of Israel, Netanyahu continue to rise among Americans, especially young people. The reason this is pertinent is because Israel and Netanyahu have lost all credibility on the global stage due to their repeated actions during wartime. Donald Trump is headed down the same path when he is straight up lying about negotiations that aren't taking place. This says, foreign ministers of Iran and Pakistan held a phone call to discuss Iran negotiations on the regional situation. The update we got after, Iran's state news agency, IRNA, has denied any plans for another round of Iran-U.S. talks. It is very strange that Pakistani and U.S. authorities have declared Tuesday as the date of the second round of negotiations, while Iranians seem to be unaware of any such schedule. We then learn that Iranian sources are completely denying any plans for the next round of Iran and U.S. negotiations. The announcement on Tuesday for the second round of talks by U.S. and Pakistani officials is highly unusual because the Iranian side is fundamentally expressing ignorance of any such scheduling or program. Let me ask you guys one more time. How do you mess up this badly? It's almost impressive to screw things up this badly. Donald Trump could have just consulted our generals who have wargamed this out, but now he has handed Iran a tool that allows them to continue whatever military capabilities they wanted to build, whatever nuclear enrichment they wanted to build, all behind the shield of control of the Strait of Hormuz. They now have regional control of the Strait. They can open it, they can close it, they can humiliate us. How do you mess up this badly? We had the war games saying what would happen, and Donald Trump did not listen to any of them. I mean, now it's kind of reversing. Donald Trump locked all of the generals out of the original planning and said, we're just going to go based off my instinct and what Netanyahu said. Now, Donald Trump is the one being locked out as the planning occurs. This is very important because a stunning new report in the Wall Street Journal reveals that military advisors intentionally excluded Donald Trump from the command room during the recent high-stakes operation to extract a downed U.S. jet that he spent hours screaming at aides over. So, I mean, they feared his erratic behavior could jeopardize the mission. They said he was screaming at aides. They said officials limited how much news he was able to get because he was in such a volatile state. That is the president of the United States. And once you look at the people around him, it makes even more sense. The FBI director, Kash Patel, with his alcoholism. Pete Hegseth with his alcoholism, basically the same thing. I mean, check this out. The Pentagon prayer service last week was held during the workday, live streamed on Pentagon TV. Hegseth entered with his wife and sat with their children in the front row. Other families were in attendance. They invited a pastor along with his family. Hegseth greeted the pastor's wife by name from the podium and noted the pastor's kids in the room. This is the United States Secretary of Defense hosting what appears to be a family church gathering in a federal building on a Wednesday morning. What is our Secretary of Defense doing, dog? Are we just going to continue to lose our credibility, become Israel on the global stage, continue to commit war crimes, act like we didn't, then go back on our word during the negotiations? I mean, beyond this tizzy right here, beyond the complete contradictions today, let me remind you that 48 hours ago when the Strait of Hormuz was declared reopened, it's because Iran said they were going to open it under the condition that the United States removes our own naval blockade, because for some reason Trump thought a naval blockade beating Iran's would be a good idea. I don't know. But he never removed it. Therefore, the war re-sparked. The IRGC began to shoot bullets at ships passing by. I believe a French ship got hit. I believe maybe an Indian ship got shot at. Just absolute chaos over in the Middle East. And now the Strait of Hormuz is closed. So I am so sick of Donald Trump going out there trying to control the narrative and say that it's complete and total victory, complete and utter humiliation for the enemy. But then when I look at the headlines, it says, no tankers have crossed the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. No tankers have crossed the Strait of Hormuz, making this one of the quietest days in the war since this conflict began. I've been saying in my debates and on CNN for weeks now that I'm not seeing the victory here.
Material is still in Iran. Mm-hmm. It is still in Iran, and we've done nothing to get it out.
If the goal of the war is to stop Iran from developing nukes, then we have no way to actually verify if they have enriched uranium. If the goal of the war is to defang their ability to fund proxies in the Middle East, they are now more rich because they're tolling people through the Strait of Hormuz, and that is making them a lot of money. We've created an environment where Iran is gaining money due to the sanctions lifted on oil. Iran is gaining money because they're going to start tolling ships. And on top of that, this administration is not just changing objectives every single day. They're lowering the threshold for what victory is considered as. So first, it was regime change, as you said. Israel named this Operation Roaring Lion, which indicates the return of the Shah. It's regime change. Then they realized that's a really hard task. We're going to just talk about weapons of mass destruction now. That one kind of works sometimes. And they realized, okay, we have no way to actually verify that as well. So now we're in a situation where people on TV are listing off, oh, we've destroyed their Air Force. We've destroyed their Navy. Their Air Force was gifted to them 55 years ago by the United States. So was the Navy. Their Air Force and their Navy were not significant threats to the United States. They were ancient. They were ancient as hell. They were old. So what have we gotten from this? We've destroyed their ancient fleets. We haven't actually secured the enriched uranium, and they're richer for it. They have control over the Strait of Hormuz and can continue to exert control over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm not seeing the victory here.
And honestly, I'm still not seeing the victory here. Do you guys see the victory when every single thing that I said about 30 days ago in that clip is still applicable now? The Strait is closed. Everything is closed. In fact, the Strait of Hormuz is even more under Iran's control than it was when that clip was recorded. I mean, now Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says the Strait is closed whenever they want to. They have complete and total control with the entire region at their mercy, and it's sickening, it's disgusting, and I just want to end this off with the same question I began with. How do you even mess up this badly? I love you all, and peace out.